Thank you, Bill. It's a very good question. So there was some initial assessment, albeit on a much smaller selection of tyres, in the lead up to some of the work on adoption of the methodologies, where we do see some reasonable correlation between those two methods. Not perfect, I would say. So I think to some extent we do have to wait and see what the data shows us. But certainly we would have to think about whether there is a suitable correlation or adaptation factor between those two if we wanted to pursue a single set of limits. Alternatively, I think we'd inevitably have to look at whether two sets of limits would have to be applied for those two different methodologies. But it's something that we need to wait and see based upon the data. Thank you.